get comfortable with everyone. You know, there's a lot of new guys, so everyone's kind of doing the same thing. So it's been really good. I feel more comfortable with the staff and, you know, all the guys.
How would you describe the way Lindy wants an offenseman?
You know, I think overall he just wants everyone to play hard, compete. And then there's things in our system that are different, like I've said. But, you know, I think he wants us to be active up the ice. And, you know, he's made it pretty obvious that, you know, defending and playing hard in front of your net is not going to be optional. So, you know, I think it's good for all of us to get a game in, and, you know, first game under his system and under Lindy. So we're all looking forward to it.
What was your reaction to Bobby Cabell signed here, and what does he bring?
Yeah, Koopy's a good guy. Obviously, I played with him previously in Colorado and won a Stanley Cup together, so it's cool to reunite with someone like that. Great guy. Plays the game really hard. You know, he's a big physical guy and gets in on the forecheck and creates havoc. So, you know, I was pretty excited when I seen that we got him.
And speed with that size, too. He can, you know, really work the forecheck and get in deep.
For sure, yeah. He's got deceptive speed. So he can fly. He's a good player.
What are the similarities that you're talking about to Colorado with Lindy's system, I guess?
I think just how we play our D zones pretty similar. You know, how he wants to break pucks out quickly, transition quickly in the neutral zone. That's all things that I was used to doing in Colorado, and Lindy's kind of brought that here. And, you know, I was kind of expecting that, talking to some guys I know that have played for him before in the past. You know, that's the kind of game he likes to play. So I feel like it fits myself pretty well.
Are you more comfortable on the left side?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I feel like I can play either side, but definitely feel most comfortable on the left. Yeah.
Well, you know, Colorado is obviously a team that is thinking Stanley Cup every year, and this team is at a different stage of its growth. What is the biggest thing that you guys learned in Colorado about becoming a consistent playoff team and giving yourself a chance?
I don't know if there's one thing necessarily that I learned. I think it's just most importantly being a good pro and taking care of your body and preparing as best you can for every game. You know, there's a lot of games throughout the year, and it feels like a lot sometimes, and you're not always going to be at your best, you're not always going to feel your best, but every day preparing to ultimately be at your best, even though it's a little unrealistic at times with how our schedule is. But I think that's the biggest thing I took away from my experience there is there's a lot of good pros there and a lot of guys that carry themselves very well. So that's something that I try to bring with myself.
And even last year, even at the end of the year, we were here a couple times, the back-to-backs were a big problem here. This team kind of almost has to learn to play its B game at times when it's needed. You know, you're not always going to have your A game all the time, but you still got to grind out wins in some of those nights.
Yeah, I think, you know, having Lindy here will help that a lot. When you've got a good system to play to and everyone knows what's going on, it makes those games where maybe you're not feeling it or you're tired or it's a back-to-back, whatever it might be. That's when you really lean on your systems and, you know, the trust in your game. So I think that'll be big for us.
Well, you weren't here at the beginning of the year last year, but needless to say, it did not go well. Has that been a point of emphasis from Lindy right from the start that you guys have to get off to a good start and a better start?
I don't know if it's really been a point of emphasis. I think what Lindy's trying to do is get everyone to buy into how he wants us to play, and you know, I think we're all pretty confident that if we're playing that way, we're going to win games. So you know, we're not really thinking ahead, we're not thinking of anything else, we're just thinking about today and our game tonight, and then we'll reset and do it all again. So I think that's kind of our approach so far.